The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has raised concerns over some provisions in the proposed Land and Deed Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025. The closure of illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbwe's Kikonge area has triggered noticeable improvement in school attendance. In international news, there has been outrage in Cameroon over disqualification of opposition leader Maurice Kamto from October's presidential election. In sports news, Mines United close within Mwaichaba, Simpala, and Malunga and Ngoma.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I am Shekinah Sakala. Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, has raised concerns over some provisions in the proposed Land and Deed Registry Amendment Bill No. 13 of 2025. TIZ Executive Director Maurice Nyambe expressed fears that the proposal to concentrate power in the Chief Registrar poses a serious threat on the land management system in the country. Speaking when he featured on the Monday edition of Voice of the People segment on the Power FM Breakfast Show, Mr. Nyambe underscored the importance of safeguards in land management, hence proposing a multi-sectorial structure to effective and partial decision-making as opposed to vesting powers only to the Chief Registrar. He further proposes that the functions of the Chief Registrar must be decentralized in provinces, saying doing so will not only help reduce costs of justice, but also ensure better accessibility of legal redress, by people of lower class society. Meanwhile, Mr. Nyambe is of the view that the 14-day window of appeal is not enough looking at the complexity of land issues in the country. Therefore, he proposes a 30-day period. Economist Luwinda Hawazoka says the recently International Monetary Fund IMF approval of Zambia's fifth revision of the 38-month Extended Credit Facility ECF arrangement is seen as a signal of international confidence in Zambia's reform journey. Dr. Hawazoka emphasized that if well managed, the utilization of the $1.55 billion US funding can be a phase of economic adjustment and reform that mark a turning point for Zambia, leading to a more prosperous future for all. The IMF last week approved the fifth review of Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility ECF arrangement. The approval triggers an immediate disbursement of the sixth tranche under the ECF arrangement, amounting to about $184 million, which brings Zambia's total disbursement under the ECF supported program to about $1.55 billion. Meanwhile, Dr. Hawazoka adds that following the funding that has been utilized in several key areas, including macroeconomic stabilization, debt restructuring, social sector investment, and governance reforms, he says the funds have helped stabilize the kwacha, control inflation, and improve access to education and healthcare. Additionally, the funding has supported debt restructuring efforts and institutional capacity building. The Ministry of Education in Mufumbwe District has disclosed that pupil attendance in most schools in the district has significantly improved following government's decision to halt illegal gold mining activities in Mufumbwe Gold Rush in Kikonge area. Mufumbwe District Education Board Secretary Monica Malichi says the illegal gold mining activities had negatively affected school attendance as most of male pupils, including young ones, had prioritized mining over education. Ms. Malichi has therefore underscored the significance of government's decision to block the gold rush, stating that schools are now recording notable improvements in terms of attendance. About a fortnight ago, government took a bold decision by deploying police officers to stop mining operations, which previously had claimed lives of miners.
Most of the schools that are closer to Kikonge and Kikonge itself, the observation that was made that time, it was reviewed to say most of the pupils, even young ones, were also rushing for gold in Kikonge. So the attendance wasn't very good. We had that challenge.
Scientists and environmental experts from across the globe have convened in Livingston for the official opening of the 11th World Dendrochronology Conference. Officiating the event on behalf of Science and Technology, Minister Felix Mutati, Ministry of Information and Media Planning Director Derek Savoy highlighted the role of tree-ring data in tracking climate change, improving forest management and informing policy.
And land use planning that requires a human being in our rivers and safeguarding ecosystems and preserving cultural heritage. Let us use this forum not only to expand scientific knowledge, but to build bridges across continents, across disciplines, and across dimensions. The discoveries made here in Houston to echo beyond these walls and influence global strategy in forest conservation, climate adaptation, and sustainability.
Speaking at the same event, Copperbelt University Vice Chancellor Professor Emasiko Nyambe said the theme, Beyond Boundaries, Innovations and Opportunities in Tree Ring Science, reflects the commitment to using tree ring studies to understand past climates, ecological shifts, and support climate adaptation. Prof. Nyambe emphasized the Copperbelt University's focus on scientific excellence, environmental stewardship, and nurturing future researchers.
Agroecology is a powerful tool that provides insights into past climates, environmental changes, and human history, informing our understanding of ecological responses that shape our world. By analyzing theory, scientists can reconstruct historical climate patterns, track ecological shifts, and assess the impact of natural disasters, ultimately informing environmental as a big climate adaptation decisions. And this engagement with world-renowned experts here today, we recognize the unique opportunity to inspire the next generation of scientists to embrace the microclimatology. Insights from the microclimatology offer invaluable solutions. This conference provides a critical platform for knowledge sharing, enabling us to strengthen our collective capacity to protect forests, safeguard biodiversity, and ensure a sustainable future.
Meanwhile, Director of the Africa Center of Excellence for Sustainable Mining, Dr. Mwansa Chabala, underscored the importance of dendrochronology in guiding sustainable forestry and mining practices. He said the conference will explore advanced techniques like isotopic analysis and remote sensing, with a focus on conservation and collaboration.
The interface between our forests, our people, and our future is a matter of deep national significance. From the global lands of the Copper Belt to the riverine ecosystem border in the Zambezi, clearing the stage offers us innovative pathways to understand and protect our natural heritage. More importantly, our heritage is continuously challenged by issues that are instigated by environmental degradation due to our pace of industrialization and extraction of mineral resources, which are key pillars of our economic growth and national prosperity. We have come from across the world to share the knowledge, to pose bold questions, and to explore novel methodologies.
In international news, there has been outrage in Cameroon over the disqualification of opposition leader Maurice Kamto from October's presidential election. Of the 83 applications submitted to ELECAM, the country's election oversight body, only 13 were approved. African News talked